Well, Mark, thanks for joining us. How do you view a point?
I've got to take a point. I think going a goal down in dubious sort of circumstances, I think that I think it was offside. You know, I think it was an offside decision. I think that he's got a Calvin Andrews touched it on the way through. Decent reverse ball, but we've got to stay with a runner. We didn't stay with a runner, but at the end of the day, it's taking a nick and he's in an offside position and it just hits him and goes into the net. So not a great start to the game. Thought it was flat and I knew it was likely to be like that, which I was saying it's not going to be a typical home performance. And there was a real concern over the fact that they hadn't played and we've played. And to change things would have been, that's okay to sort of change things. Hindsight's brilliant, but we didn't want to weaken it in any way, shape or form and get them through the through this period. And obviously we've got nearly a full game into Stephen Dawson and Murph's played the whole game today. So they get a breather now back to for Saturday. And Saturday will be a different performance again. But I think that the thing to come out of that today was the character and grit and determination to not only run and match their running, but sometimes, you know, surpass their running and stay with their runs. And, you know, mostly we've done fine. It was an ugly game. You know, let's face it, it was an ugly game. It was, the ball was in the air too much and the conditions always make it difficult. But tired legs also contribute to that as well. And I thought, you know, we were unfortunate. Luke, we've got Luke to thank for a couple of brilliant saves.
I was going to say, is it a debt of gratitude
to
Luke?
I think you can say that, but I also think that, you know, tired legs contribute to giving away free kicks. I think we gave away too many free kicks, and Rose in their team is a decent set piece taker. We've dealt with the aerial threat, and obviously Henderson's movement was less than it normally is today. So players deserve enormous credit because of the amount. People do not understand the amount of intensity that has to go into the games to match a team, but to sometimes get on the end of something that's win a game, I should say, is a difficult thing to do. I think also we could really have been talking about a different thing if had Darius Henderson's effort at the end gone in off the post or gone into the back of the net, where I thought it was a goal all ends up. So we've had our chances, we've had opportunities, and whatever they've thrown at us, we've dealt with pretty well, apart from the offside decision that we didn't get for their goal. But again, tremendous credit goes to the players because of the amount of energy and determination and desire and all the things that you want in a team, they've displayed again today. Lack of quality at times, but you've got to forgive that because of the, like I say, because of the circumstances.
Mm. Ian Henderson, opener, as you've touched on, Darius Henderson almost getting a winner for you. How anxious is he for his first goal?
Well, he must be anxious. He can't get any closer than that without it going into the back of the net. And I thought, in fairness, whether it's taken a bounce on a bubble and diverted to the right or what, because it looked in. It looked like it was going to go in. And it didn't. So you've got to say that the point, we take the point, we move on from that. We're 31 points going into the second half of the season into the new year. And a lot to play for. Still lots to do, you know, still lots to do, but we've got to be sort of happy with that because of the circumstances of how the games have come about and the turnaround in this. We've got to be happy with that.
Mm. Was it hard to get a rhythm and a flow going in a game like that?
I think
that?
It was very difficult. The conditions are difficult as well. They've got loads and loads of energy. They've thrown everything at us. We've dealt with it. We've actually played some decent stuff at times, not often enough, but decent stuff at times. It was a little bit stop-start, but in fairness to us, we've got to try and manage the tempo of the game, because if it's too high, we end up running out of steam. And it was just managing the game. We spoke about it before the game. You know, can we do something that's a little bit different? Can we do something? Obviously, you want to play decent stuff when we can, and I think we did at times. Some great delivery into the box. I think Tommy Rowe had played really, really well, and you look at them and they're out on the feet. You know, you look at Neil Bishop, look at Stephen Dawson. I mean, he's unbelievable energy in the Bish as well. You know, unbelievable energy, sometimes a lack of quality. Kingy, the same. You know, just sometimes stood off a little bit and didn't really anticipate the bounce. We let the ball bounce too many times in there. But like I say, we've dealt with everything that they've thrown at us, and what we didn't do, Luke has stood really firm behind. and again created decent chances and got into the box. And the, like I say, some of the intensity to the and the desire to run and stop them playing was really, really good.
Yeah. How much will you need fresh minds and bodies for Wigan?
Well, we've got the break now. We've got a bit of a breather between the two games. The turnaround, this turnaround has been really tough. I can't tell you, really, really tough because of the amount of work, the time of year that it is. It's always very similar. But normally you have a level playing field where you've got two teams that are meeting up that have had the same circumstances. If you get similar circumstances throughout the year, the Football League normally allow you to move the game 24 hours and you can get that extra day's rest. That's how everything's set up now. Science, sports science, tells you that to play two games in such a short period of time puts people at risk of injury, and thankfully we've come through.
Okay. Obviously, transfer window opens before the next game. Will you have any new faces in before that game?
Don't know. We're trying to do one or two bits of business. Like I say, the chairman and I have had a conversation, and we have to just got to wait and see. You know, it's difficult to put sort of names to it at this stage. Obviously, players belong to different clubs and other clubs, and obviously it depends on what agreements we can reach between now and the Wigan game.
Any close?
I don't know. You never know. But we're trying.
Okay. Tommy Rowe, that was his last game of his loan, and because of the loan rules, am I right in saying if you were to get him back, you'd have to make an offer
window
for him?
Window
to window.
No, we could do window to window. Okay. It's just because that was an emergency loan, right, which we won't have next year, by the way. This is the last year, so we've got to. It'd be a window to window.
So what's happening with it? Will it exit?
He goes back to Wolves today. He goes back. I think they are. No, they've got obviously their own ideas on what may or may not happen with him. But we've got to wait and see. We'll wait and see. But we'll keep in touch with Tommy and Wolves and just monitor it.